Texans are rolling too. Dallas is not. All that more in 40 minutes.
They have a square wheel. They're going to, I mean, you alluded to it. They're going to have to do something.
Yeah. Well, that's everybody's talking about it online.
Yeah.
This somebody's head's going to roll.
Yeah. This one's not working right now.
Odds on right now, it's Garrett, but the rumor mill is also.
Because you
can get some pretty decent players for Romo if you decide you want to make a trade.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Garrett's 19. He's got.
He's got time.
He can continue to coach there. But, yeah, Smiley up there is not happy in the owner's box. He's not. So that's the way it goes. Hey, speaking of that football, so Texas A&M, I mean, it's cool that you get an opportunity to play the number one team in the nation.
Yes.
And that's part of the reason that Aggies wanted to move over to the SEC, because you get a chance to probably share the conference with the team that's going to be number one sometime in the year, and you get a chance to actually face them. That's even better. Like the fact that, you know, it'd be better if it were here, but
yeah,
that's okay. Got to start someplace.
We get eight of them at home next year, yeah, so we can't complain
a
whole
that's
lot.
That's right. That's wherever home is. Anyway, but again, and I'd wonder what other folks thought. I really liked the black uniforms.
I thought they were awesome.
That jazzed me a lot, but, you know, I'm sure there was some negative.
I was nonplussed.
Yeah, were you?
Yeah.
You were just, you sat and watched and went, you didn't know what to think.
Huh? Well, I didn't even watch. I just saw a picture on the Facebook that somebody showed.
And when you saw that, you went, huh.
Well, actually, I thought, golly, does he have Wolverine things on his hands? And then I realized it just was light highlights on his gloves. Oh,
she doesn't like it if it's not green and gold anyway.
That's exactly.
Yeah, you have to put all this in perspective from Kat.
Yeah, but
I'm just trying to keep us fair and balanced.
No, we don't need to be fair and balanced. We're talking about, you know, we're talking about A&M football. But I mean, you know, were people turned off by the idea that they weren't wearing maroon and white? See, I always used to like Texas Tech used to wear black often when they would play the Aggies for that very reason.
I always thought it looked very cool.
Yeah. And I do. I think an all-black uniform looked good. And again, that used to be as dramatic as football uniforms were. Now, obviously, it's changed a great deal. But,
Oregon screwed that up for everybody.
They did. But I like the idea that Adidas knew that Mississippi State was going to wear white because of the Snow Bowl. And they come to Coach Sumlin, tell him about this. And, you know, good on him. He looks at this and goes, yeah, let's do something else. And then they don't tell the players about it. And don't know how the game – I mean, it seems to me that the game would have turned out to score-wise with the Aggies winning anyhow. But to have those guys so jazzed before that football game.
Well, Ben Molina liked it a lot.
I thought we looked pretty good in the black uniforms.
Yeah, exactly. And when you can – and again, it's not about us. It's about the guys who are going out there to play.
Well, a 19-year-old is going to think that's cool.
Exactly. And that pretty much is what we're talking about as far as these players are concerned. And if they go out and they're charged up about that, I mean, they blew by Mississippi State before they were able to even look up. And, you know, again, I'm going to paraphrase what I said before the LSU game. You know, the Aggies didn't win that game, but they were in it and played really, really well. And this is the number one team in the nation, and they're coming off a big win against LSU. But the Aggies will play well.
Gosh,
and,
I hope LSU beat on them, though. I watched that game, and LSU ran them hard.
Yeah, that was a good football game.
Yeah, it was.
It was very entertaining. So, you know, going into that situation, it's a great opportunity, and I think the Aggies will. I can remember from many years of covering A&M, always had trepidation that they were going to go out and embarrass themselves, and there were certainly times that they did. But, man. I just feel good about it.
I'll bet you they play them within 10.
Yeah, I just think it's – I do. I think it's going to be really, really good stuff. All right, so let's see what – so daylight saving time, how'd that work out for you, you know?
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, headed in the right direction.
Ironically, I couldn't fall asleep last night.
What is that about?
I don't know, but it was just not fair.
Well, you know.
Hobo was singing.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. You're awake and alert this morning.
It is – You know, you can tell it's chilly, but not too chilly. And people do take care of him. He gets new clothes, and he had a little black, one of those toboggan hats on today.
Okay.
So he's being taken care of.
You go by and check on him every day?
No, he just sometimes he walks around, and sometimes he's out when I leave where I leave.
Sure.
He's out there.
Well, you know, you got to get an early start on the day, right?
For sure. All that hard work
yeah,
to do.
Yeah. What do you got to do today? Well, I don't know. Dodge the sun. Yeah.
You know what's special about today?
No, I don't.
Today, well, besides being special just because it's a brand new day.
Oh, sure.
It is also bonfire night today.
I don't know what that
means.
It's
a British holiday.
Oh.
Y'all talked a little bit about it last week. It's the same as Guy Fawkes Day. But traditionally, you eat candy. They didn't talk about any of the fun stuff about Bonfire Day. But when I was in Britain, they do fireworks, and you have a little effigy. You don't burn it anymore. Instead, you just take it around. The kids take it around and say, a penny for the guy, and people give them a penny, and you eat, you know, yummy food. But
we burn outhouses here.
Yeah.
Candy apples are the big deal. So I really wanted to make candy apples and bring them to work, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah. Anyway. I think I was at the grocery store yesterday. They were showing they had candy apple samples or something.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it had anything
to
do.
They also do roasted chestnuts are part of Bonfire Night, too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
That's Christmas, don't you know?
Yeah. Well, but
you can roast chestnuts more than one day.
Absolutely, you cannot.
Nope. Can only do it at Christmas time.
Have you ever even had a roasted chestnut?
Yes, I have.
I was unimpressed, to be honest
with
you.
I was too.
It was kind of doughy.
Yeah, for
all you've been shocked.
All we've been hearing about it ever since Mel Torme wrote that when he was like 9 years old.
You imagine it would be delicious, like a hazelnut or something, and then it's just this kind of doughy thing in your mouth.
Little mush ball thing. And see, the idea of you saying bonfire around here, see, that means something completely different.
So I mean,
very confusing.
We burn outhouses.
Yep. Hello.
Oh, hey, you guys advertised today was National Donut Day, and I think you missed.
Oh, what do you mean I missed?
Well, get on the internet and search. Today's not National Donut Day.
Dang. Well, my source said that. When is National Donut Day? Do you know?
Yeah, it's in June, like June the 3rd.
Really?
Okay.
Like is today any day of interest besides Donut Day then?
Well, I didn't search that. I just searched National Donut Day.
You knew what it wasn't. Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, thank you.
And you owe me a dozen donuts.
No, now. That's it. Oh, that's where we're coming from. Yeah, I got you. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, and donuts are interesting. I mean, if you think about it, what is a donut as far as you're concerned? See, what's your favorite kind of donut?
Cruller.
Really?
Crullers.
Those are kind of, you know, those are those swirly-looking donuts.
Yeah, some people call them French donuts. Yeah.
Well, see, and part of the deal is you got to think about what kind of an environment you grew up in. Because I grew up here, and, I mean, Shipley's Donuts was the be-all and end-all, okay? I mean, you go in there and you get those things, and, you know, they just basically it would just collapse on itself because you just...
So tender,
delicious. I mean, look, it's flour that rises up, and you bake it, and then you dump it in liquid sugar. Wait, is there a problem there? I mean, that's it. Or either that, or they pump chocolate filling into it until it bursts like a dark pimple.
Oh, and that is so gross.
Thank you. Anyway, but that's what we grew up with. I mean, for years, decades, Shipley's Donuts was pretty much what we had in Bryan College Station.
Now, National Cream-Filled Donut Day is celebrated on September 14th.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, there. We missed that one, too. Now, I think Winchell's Donuts was here for a while. And
I haven't heard of Winchell's forever.
Yeah, and I think and that's like a bike shop now or something. And then there was, I think Dunkin' Donuts was here for a little bit. But, you know, now the grocery stores all have them, and I don't know where they make them and don't know when they make them.
Pick them off of donut trees.
Yeah, they get them off the donut trees in Houston, and they bring them in here.
You plant, basically, to get your own donut tree, you just take one of those, the centers, you know, and you just plant it outside.
Oh, is that it? Well, I always thought that's what Cheerios, Frosted Cheerios were donut seeds.
Oh, well, those are midget donuts.
Okay. And, you know, but then, have you ever gotten those glazed donuts where you buy them and the underside isn't glazed?
Yeah, I hate that.
See, that's not what it's about.
It's rascally right there.
Dunk them in there. You're supposed to dunk them in the icing. But, you know, they've come up with, and see, what is this maple thing about? What is that about? A maple donut, you know?
And maybe it's kind of a repercussion of this societal obsession with bacon.
June 1st is National Donut Day.
Thank you.
Sorry it took so long.
Bacon and maple, I'm not there.
I mean, because maple is kind of, they're both breakfasty. Oh. They both make you feel good.
Yeah.
They both are consumed by lumberjacks.
Yeah.
And so maybe sort of just became this societal attraction.
And then we haven't even talked about cake donuts.
Like cake donuts.
See,
those are on the heavy side.
That's a whole other world right there. But, you know, because you bite into one of those. And, you know, I guess the little powdered Hostess donuts are the
first time. Oh, no, those are yummy.
Wow. They'll dry your mouth out.
Yeah,
though.
They will.
I don't know who brought the bag of the old ones to the break room, but I ate about four.
Really? How old were they?
They wrote the date on it, as old as the candy corn.
Yeah, really. That's just Anyway, so it's not Donut Day. Glad we're able to celebrate that, and so we owe somebody some.
Do we have time? Do you know why it's Donut Day?
Why is it Donut Day?
It was used by the Red Cross to raise funds and to celebrate when the soldiers were coming back.
That would make sense. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I worked all night and I sleep all day.
Yeah, thank you. Gonna do Monty Python for us.
The staff of Aeropit Health.